Hi, Jeanette.
Hey.
Ready for the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Asian Pop Radio Australia. You wanna go?
Welcome to our 93rd week of Asian Pop Radio Australia. I'm your host, Jay John, and with me in the studio, of course,
is Jeanette.
How you doing?
Good. How have you been doing?
I'm not too bad. The sun's out. It's sunny around the country at the moment. And the
sun
birds...
is out. Let's have a look outside. The sun is out.
Yeah. No, I'm saying in general, the sun is generally out.
Yeah.
It's a warmer part of the year.
Yes.
Bloody technicality.
I love techno.
Hey, welcome to our show. A lot to come up this week.
Oh, yes.
Shaz will be back for another review of Seoul. She's in Korea, of course, studying and reviewing all sorts of things for us to see and do.
When a person travels, expenses can increase quickly, from airfares costing upwards of $1,000 return, as well as accommodation. So how do you make the most of your travels with the money you still have? The answer is simple. Do things that are fun, yet require little or no money at all.
Phil will be back for another installment of Hello K-Pop News.
Hello, Jace.
How's things?
Good. I'm glad I'm finally in the studio after a few weeks.
I know. We've been missing you. We've been trying to keep the seat warm. It's very difficult for a few weeks, you realize. It's breaking news. Katie tells us about another K-pop group in her intro to Asian Pop.
Today, we have another boy band from South Korea who recently debuted and who have heavenly voices to match their name. Introducing Halo, a six-member group under IN Holdings.
Halo.
Halo.
Yeah, you like those boys, right?
Yeah, I had Halo at them.
Yeah. Whoa, there's nothing, there's nothing Christian about them, which would be a very mean thing, you know, like a Halo.
Maybe they are Christian. We don't know their life story.
True. And we will be joined in the studio by none other than dance group BYS.
I don't know, yeah. They seem so tough. I thought it was...
Yeah, they're pretty tough. They're all waiting out there right now and they look quite aggressive.
They're so
friendly.
Manly, but the feminine ones are so beautiful.
Okay, music this week, we're going to be hearing from 2PM with Go Crazy. Weather Girls, Love and Pass. Loving Pass.
Loving Pass, not Love and Pass.
Loving it. And Local Man, Hoyeon Kiet with Instinct. Kiet's going to be in the studio with us next week, so look forward to that.
Awesome!
Just come back from Vietnam where he's writing his album and he's just recorded his first music video in quite a few years, so looking forward to having a chat to him about that. For now, it is time for this, Jeanette. Wow, 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 wow. Dum, 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 dum. Pop news update. Thanks to Cassie, this is the Asian Pop Radio Australia News Update, read entirely by Jeanette this week.
Former Catoon member Tanaka Koki revealed his new band, Inked, this week with a short PV for their debut song,
yeah.
Trigger. The band is composed of five members, including Koki, X-High and Mighty Color members, Makas and Sassy. I love that name, Sassy.
Yeah, yeah.
And new members,
very
K
sassy.
And Kissy. Shortly after opening their official website, Inked made a post stating that the reason they formed the band was to deliver music to fans that only the five of them could create.
Valid.
Yes. The song Trigger was written by Koki and composed by Kissy. However, the full version is not yet available.
I guess we can only wait until the full version is available.
I'd be going Koki for it.
Hong Kong. Making fun of people's names.
We're not.
Cheap shot.
Hong Kong actress Lillian Ho has confirmed that after 9 years of marriage, she and her husband Zhang Huiyai have parted ways. It's not a laughing matter.
No, it kind of is because she and her husband Zhang Shui have parted ways.
Taking to her Weibo page, the actress revealed that she would be living independently from now on and is set to make new attempts in the fashion industry. In an official statement by Lillian, it was also revealed that the reasons behind the split were based on differences in personality and philosophy of life.
Yeah.
However, the pair intended to remain as close friends. The actress has asked the media for privacy and thanked her fans for their concern.
Is philosophy of life like perfume Spring of Life?
See,
it would be cute and fun.
I was thinking of Lion King, like the Circle of Life, yeah. Or Hakuna Matatas.
And finally,
Taiwanese model Sonia Sui seems to have found a new love after being spotted on a date with Lei Peixia's stepson, Tony Chia. Coming 2 years after a split from actor Yao Yun Hao, the actress has admitted to her new relationship via Facebook, stating that she has found someone that she would like to share her happiness with, as well as asking for some personal space. During a later interview, it was revealed that the pair had kept in contact for quite some time before becoming an official couple, but have yet to make marriage plans.
Gotta love that personal space. Mm. I'm going over here now, just for a while.
There's no personal space between us anymore.
There isn't. We're far too intimate.
Oh.
Speaking of intimate, it's on to our Hello K-Pop update with Phil.
Who I want to get intimate with. I'm joking.
Hi, Josh, if you're listening.
Say hello to Australia's biggest online K-pop news website. Here's Hello K-Pop with a Korean pop news update.
Follow us, Asian Pop Radio.
Phil from Hello K-Pop, welcome to Asian Pop Radio.
Hello, Jace.
How's things?
Good. I'm glad I'm finally in the studio after a few weeks.
I know. We've been missing you. We've been trying to keep the seat warm. It's very difficult for a few weeks, you realise.
Yeah. I've been tuning in and been hearing what Jeanette has been saying about me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Apparently, she has a thing for me, so...
She's just looking at you right now, a bit shy and blushing. Let's move on to the Hello K-Pop news items of the week. We're going to kick off with Jessica, of course, Girls' Generation, which we're calling Jessica Gate.
Jessica Gate, yes. Yeah. Are you team Girls' Generation or team Jessica right now? team on the fence.
I'm team, it's halfway down team Girls' Generation and Jessica, but definitely not SM Entertainment.
Definitely not. lots of things have happened this week.
Yeah.
But starting from last week, you know, I talked about, you know, Jessica leaving the group last week. And this week, Girls' Generation were, you know, going around doing their performing, you know, a few shows. And, you know, they had to sing, you know, Jessica's bit because she wasn't, you know, at... part of the concert.
Yeah.
And anyway, coincident or not, but Jessica, Sunny, you know Sunny?
Yeah,
the short
course.
Hair one?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was doing Jessica's bit in Mr.
Nice.
Funny enough, the music stopped right when she was singing Jessica's bit.
Really?
And yeah, people are saying it's karma.
Jessica pulled the cord.
Probably Jessica was at the concert pulling the cords. Or was it you, Jace?
Nah, I wasn't there. It wasn't me. I would have been at the YG event.
Well, anyways, a lot of fans have said, you know, it was karma, saying that, you know, it's what they get for, you know, kicking Jessica out of the group. But, you know, once again, we don't know if they actually did kick her out of the group, but Jessica did say she was forced out of the group.
Sure.
So we don't know who to believe at the moment.
Yeah.
But lots of things, you know, a lot of fans are divided right now. And
Hashtag I believe Jessica.
I think I believe Jessica as well.
Yeah.
And poor girl has been...
Yeah, she's gone through this week.
Would you call it bullying?
Oh, I reckon they're just, you know, another big corporation that are particularly stern about wanting to get their own way, and they'll get their own way.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the first time SM has had this, you know, this situation.
Bit of a David and Goliath story there.
It is.
And it's kind of funny, actually, because you look at a group like Girls' Generation, what, they're 10 members? Nine members.
Oh,
they were 9 members.
8 now.
You would expect that someone can pick up Jessica's lines and everything would run smoothly. It's not like the Pussycat Dolls where only one of them sings and everyone just dances around and looks pretty.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think it's a coincidence, of course.
Oh, God.
But it's just kind of funny how things turned out.
Hold that thought, Phil. We're going to be back with you in a moment. And we're going to go to a track. Jeanette, you're personally pretty excited about this one, right? Mm-hmm. 2PM back on the Mnet chart.
Being sexy.
A new song. Absolutely love it. Let us know what you think about it. Get onto our Facebook page, fb.com/AsianPopRadio, and plaster all the information about 2PM you can, because we won't knock it back. We love it.
I want it all.
And even you, if you like 2AM instead, you can too.
Or one day.
Yeah.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, always living in the shadows of SBS Pop Asia. 아니면 친구 아니야 금요일 밤이 되니까 12시가 돼도 나 잠 못 자겠어 다 날 부르니까 아니면 친구 아니야 밤이야 밤이 아니야 길거리부터 클럽에 세상에 모두 여자들이야 끌리는 너의 향기에 너의 몸짓에 그런 눈빛에 나 미쳐버려 귀가에 속삭여줘 너의 목소리에 숨소리는 거칠어져가 미친 거 아니야 오늘 밤 미치려고 작정한 놈들이야 오늘만 미친도록 달리자 말이야 이야, 이야. 미친 거 아니야 이야, 이야. 미친 사람들 go crazy go crazy go crazy 미친 사람들 go crazy go crazy go crazy 아니 미친도 아니야 아직도 끝이 아니야 이 자식이 차가자고 달려보자 난리도 아니야 아니 미친 거 아니야 아직 사람들이다 다들 모두 모여 하나 되어 미쳐가니까 Everybody just drop it like it's hot 함께하니 즐거워지잖아 아주 어지러운 몽롱하면서 벗어나긴 너무 이르잖아 청춘은 젊음에도 고충은 젊음에도 내일은 없어 no day 미친 거 아니야 오늘 밤 미치려고 작정한 놈들이야 오늘만 미치도록 달리잔 말이야 이야, 이야. 미친 거 아니야 이야, 이야. 미친 사람들 go crazy go crazy go crazy 미친 사람들 go crazy go crazy go crazy 저 사람들의 손짓 그 젊음 속에 외침 내 가슴 점점 더 뜨거워 going crazy baby clap your hands everybody everybody getting on crazy clap clap your hands everybody everybody getting on crazy clap your hands everybody Go crazy, go crazy, go crazy, 미친 사람들 go crazy, go crazy, go crazy. Yeah, we did it again. It's way too crazy out here. We gonna rock it all.
And back to our Hello K-Pop update. Phil is here from HelloKpop.com. And of course, another person making the news this week in the world of K-Pop is our boy G-Dragon.
Yes, surprise, surprise. He was caught dating with Kiko Mizuhara.
How dare you do natural things?
I mean, is this the first time he's, you know, seen date, like on a date with her? It's not the first time. Dispatch.
Yeah.
They're like crazy paparazzi. They caught G-Dragon and Kiko on a date in Seoul 2 weeks ago. And they just released the photos. The this week.
Yeah.
And they were in, you know, on a night out. Yeah. Apparently, they didn't know they were being photographed.
Yeah.
But dispatchers caught some really good photos, or photos of them being really intimate. Photos of like their G-Gran like holding her face and like,
wow,
touching her.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at all by this news. I mean, a few months ago when the Ice Bucket Challenge was around,
yeah,
there was apparently a secret video leaked of G-Gran.
That's right. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He mentioned,
and he challenged her.
Yeah. My sweet darling Kiko or something like that. And
but we all talk like that. We say that about you when you're not around, Phil.
Jeez.
My sweet Kiko Phil. What?
I mean, like, they've been, you know, on and off. I mean, not on and off, but like they've been linked together for like a few years now.
Yeah.
And I mean, they should just come out and just admit it now.
Maybe they were just working on a collaboration.
Maybe
it's they're trying to upstage what Day Song's just put out, because that's something that really needs to, you know, you're going to have to put in some effort to try and upstage Day Song with his latest release.
I'm sure G-Gran doesn't have any trouble, you know, doing that.
Well, he features in the film too, doesn't he?
Yeah. But, you know, YG has come out saying that they're not going to comment because they respect their artists.
It's none of their business. Life.
Exactly. And maybe SM should take note, I reckon.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of things that SM could take note about just by watching YG and how things are done.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, the whole industry should just watch YG.
I think so. Phil, it's been awesome having you in as usual.
It was good. Where's Jeanette? I'm looking for her.
She was that embarrassed by what you said earlier on. She had to leave.
She ran to the toilet.
Yeah, but she'll be back. Look, she's walking through now.
Oh, Jeanette.
Phil, thanks so much. For more info, of course, check out hellokpop.com. And a big announcement coming up very, very soon about a collaboration between us and you.
Yep, check it out soon. See ya.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, Phil, with your Hello K-Pop update. And I'm just going to, you know, put in a little of my 2 cents that what you're doing with yourself, it's really great. It should happen all the time.
Wow.
He's looking dapper.
So insightful and from the heart.
Yeah.
From the heart.
Definitely from all of the heart.
Now, someone that our heart beats for wildly, wildly, is our friend Hoang Kiet, who is a local Vietnamese pop artist. We've had him on the show a couple times before. We've played his songs, I don't know, countless times. He's probably the artist we've played more than anyone. And he will be coming into the studio next week to have a chat about the new song that he's been recording in Vietnam. He's only just got back in town and he has recorded the music video and everything, been sending us shots from the recording session. It's so exciting. We can't wait to have him on. So we'd wind back the clock now. I think this song came out in 2011. He actually performed it at one of our live events a couple years ago. This is Hoang Kiet with his track Instinct. Still one of my favorites of his on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hi, this is Hoang Kiet. This is my Vietnamese song, Thiên Tứ, and that means The Instinct, the SMN remix. Enjoy!
Another Thai hit coming up next on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Từng người xung quanh như không nói nên lời. Có nghe không em ơi, nhịp đập con tim dường như muốn vỡ tung. Đừng đi em nhé, hãy cho hai con tim yêu đến với nhau. Trong vui vàng này người tình hãy bước chậm lại một hồi, người sẽ thấy rằng cuộc đời này còn rất đẹp cho có mộng mơ đắm say. Và rồi điều nhạc lại vang lên như đã đánh thức bao linh hồn. Rồi từng người một nhẹ đung đưa, không gian đốt cháy bao u sầu. Đừng buồn phiền, đừng lo. Ngày mai vẫn bước trên con đường, một ánh mắt, một câu hát cũng cho tình yêu thêm nhiệm màu. Có nghe không em ơi, nhịp đập con tim muốn vỡ tung. Đừng đi em nhé, hãy cho hai con tim yêu đến với nhau. Trong vui vàng này người tình hãy bước chậm lại một hồi, người sẽ thấy rằng cuộc đời này còn rất đẹp cho có mộng mơ đắm say. Và rồi điều nhạc lại vang lên như đã đánh thức bao linh hồn. Rồi từng người một nhẹ đúng sau. Đừng buồn phiền, đừng lo. Ngày mai vẫn bước trên con đường, một ánh mắt, một câu hát cũng cho tình yêu thêm nhiệm màu.
Thêm hiếm màu. Và rồi như nhạc lại vang lên, như đã đánh thức bao linh hồn. Rồi từng người một nhẹ đung đưa, không gian đốt cháy bao u sầu. Đừng buồn phiền, đừng lo. Ngày mai vẫn bước trên con đường, một ánh mắt, một câu hát cũng cho tình yêu thêm hiếm màu. Và rồi như nhạc lại vang lên, như đã đánh thức bao linh hồn. nhạc lại vang lên như đang đánh thức bao linh hồn, rồi từng người một nhẹ đông đưa không gian đốt cháy bao sầu. Đừng buồn phiền đừng lo, ngày mai vẫn bước trên con đường, một ánh mắt một câu hát cũng cho tình yêu thêm nhiều màu.
Hoyan Kiet with Asian. Let's try that again. Hoyan Kiet with Instinct on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Hashtag APRA family.
Hashtag that was awesome.
Yeah, can't wait to have Kiet in the studio next week. And of course, you do want to follow us and like us and just be with us.
Because we're going to be Kieting back with Kiet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. We might post some things about Kiet and you want to be there. You want to know about it.
You want to see it. We might be up close and personal. We'll post a picture of his eyebrow maybe.
It is a good eyebrow, I must admit. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio, and subscribe to our YouTuber channel at youtube.com/Asian Pop Radio. And I believe that our team member, Courtney, has decided that she will put the hand up and she will instigate our Instagram.
Oh,
yeah. You know the story of what's happened with our Instagram,
yes,
right?
I used to be on that heaps.
Yeah. Should we explain really quickly what happened to our Instagram in case anyone was following us in the past?
And can't find us?
Is wondering where we are.
Yes.
Okay, so in a moment of panic before we interviewed CN Blue about a year and a half ago now, I couldn't remember the login and I needed to try and find the login details to change something or whatever like this. Mm-hmm. Absolutely freaked out. Couldn't figure out how to get into instagram.com/Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started a new account there and then /Asian Pop Radio.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, I thought, well, this is silly. We need to delete the old one and keep the new one and kind of merge them together, except in the process of thinking I was amazingly clever and smart, I deleted the new one and left the old one.
That's a little bit awkward.
So now Courtney's going to start a whole new one and put in whatever we can and make all this new exciting stuff on our Instagram.
Which is going to be really awesome.
So the people that are listening now that like to get on Instagram and follow people and share photos and like stuff, you'll be in good company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you get to see photos of us.
Yeah.
And our food.
Mm.
And other stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm.
We don't really have much to share, do we?
Nah.
Yeah.
Just our personal lives.
Should we go to our Thai song of the week?
Yes.
Okay, here's Paul.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand national anthem and Paul's Thai song of the week.
DJ, put it back. Go.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist, and this week, as usual, I have a Thai song for you. This week, I have a Thai song called Number One, sing by Bang of Crash and a popular Thai country female artist, Ying Li. This song is all about a country music and hip-hop string music mixed together. It has a vibe from both country music and string music, which make this song very unique, and it is the newest music genre in Thailand right now. When you listen to it, it will get you moving in no time. I hope you guys enjoy Number One on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
The cash, baby. Push your hands to the, push your hands to the, push your hands to the, push your hands to the air.
ฉันมันฟ้อง
Thanks, Paul, for another Thai Pop Song of the Week. And we're really excited to be able to tell you right now on the show that we've got another Thai member of the group who has joined us.
Which is
very exciting.
Yes.
You might have seen her photo on our Facebook page last week.
Oh, yes.
Her name is Jam, which is an awesome name in itself.
I love strawberry jam. And her hair is pink.
She's sweet like jam. Oh. So it makes sense. No, I meant she's sweet. Her personality.
Yeah, she's a sweet girl.
Why are you looking so weird like that?
I didn't.
What did you think I meant?
Oh. Nothing.
Anyway, she's been here for about a year studying in Australia, and she is an absolute huge fan of Thai pop, and we'll be sharing lots of stuff on our Facebook page, and it's really exciting, recommending songs alongside Paul each week, so we are like going to totally boost the Thai pop intake.
We got our Thai listeners back.
Yeah, where do they go?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We've got their back, not like they're coming back, like we got their back.
You know, like when you pick up a box of cereal and it says your daily recommended intake for sugar and folate and this and that. Well, now your daily intake will be catered for because we are pumping up the Thai pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So instead of putting some sugar or carbohydrates, we're putting up that Thai pop instead.
We're not just sugarcoating it with a whole show of K-pop. We're keeping it real with all the nutritious ingredients that you need for a complete Asian pop fix.
Exactly. We're bringing it back to the continent.
Okay. So I think we've been crapping on for long enough and we should go into Shaz's review.
Yes.
This is Shaz with the Asian Pop Radio Australia review.
You are listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia, and I'm Shazza, bringing you another travel review from Seoul, South Korea. When a person travels, expenses can increase quickly, from airfares costing upwards of $1,000 return, as well as accommodation. That can vary between $12 a night for cheap hostels to hundreds of dollars for fancy hotels. It can all add up to be a lot, and this is not including food as well. So how do you make the most of your travels with the money you still have? The answer is simple. Do things that are fun, yet require little or no money at all. But that seems crazy now, doesn't it? Well, it is not actually that hard when you think about it. Firstly, there are parks that are always free. By parks, this time I mean genuine grass and, soul. One place where those sorts of parks are actually hard to find. But the beauty about it is that once found, you appreciate them that much more. For starters, there are soul forests, which is amazingly beautiful, especially during autumn and spring, when the colours are most vivid. I heard that autumn was the best though, reds and yellows and browns everywhere. Another park, my favourite park, would be Children's Grand Park, which you can enter from Atchison Station. Children's Grand Park, which I may have mentioned before, is one of the biggest parks in Seoul. It features an amusement park, obviously for kids, a zoo, as well as a theatre or stadium or concert hall or whatever you want to call it. The park, at night, is lit up with beautiful lamps, and during the day, the park is overrun with families so you can see kids enjoying themselves. If you enter through Atchison Station during select times, there will be a water feature, which, during summer, I am sure will help cool you down just by looking at it. Another cheap thing to do, especially for teenagers, is to go shopping. By that, I mean window shopping. Walking around the mall with friends, maybe having an ice cream, and generally just hanging can be a cheap alternative to going out and spending lots of money at things like theme parks and concerts, which can be very expensive if you go to many. If you're into K-pop, find out your favorite group, if they're having a fan signing event, or even just looking around and there might be a free concert happening at some place. Recently, JYJ performed a free concert. Their lines were apparently very long, but nonetheless, free. And let's face it, if you're lining up all day, it means you can't be out spending lots of money. Lastly, going to culture sites is very cheap. The palaces are $4 each entry approximately, but the traditional house village near Myeongdong is free entry, and trying on hanboks there is very reasonably priced. But if you look around, you can try on hanboks for free. I think Seoul Global Center offers that for foreigners. All in all, if you plan correctly, it could be a cheap holiday, but still very fun. This has been Shazza on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Tune in next week for another travel review.
Check out youtube.com/AsianPopRadio for exclusive podcasts, interviews with your favorite musicians or idols, reviews, and more. Asian Pop Radio Australia, Australia's largest Asian pop community radio show. Follow Asian Pop Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/AsianPopRadioAustralia.
Across the community radio network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia with your hosts, Jay John and...
Jeanette.
Thanks, Jeanette. How are you, Jeanette?
Good. How are you?
How's the show going so far?
Really great, but we've got more good-looking people in the studio with us right now.
As opposed to just yourself.
I know, right?
Yeah, okay, cool.
We need more than one.
Over the years, we've had, like, what, KM United, yeah. AO Crew. Yeah. Well, these guys we haven't had in yet, but we've seen a lot of them. And, of course, we are talking about BYS, who are in the studio right now. How you going, guys?
Yo, hey.
So you pretty much brought, I mean, I know there are a lot of you, right? But you've brought probably about a third of the crew along today.
Oh, yeah, this is pretty much most of us. Yeah, more than half of us.
How many of you are there in total?
It started at 13.
Wow.
A couple of them were back overseas, so we're down to 11 now.
So how did you guys get started?
It's a little bit of a long story.
We have all the time. Tell us every detail.
We started off just basically dancing for our own purposes at Passion Studios, and slowly, we all became friends somehow, some way, for some reason. And more so, we're just friends beforehand, and we were just hanging out so much that everyone started noticing, and we're like, oh, you know what? Let's just form a crew.
For those that are unaware, what's Passion Studio all about?
Passion Studio is a studio down in North Melbourne.
Yep.
A lot of the good teachers teach there. Vince Callingsan, Alicia Chua from AO, Will TK from AO's teaching there as well. So yeah, if you want to get started or want to learn how to dance or anything like that.
This will be an obvious question. What does BYS stand for?
So the original meaning for BYS is Backyard Studios.
Yep.
We all started technically at a backyard studio. Like, that's where we started rehearsing.
So was it the love of Asian pop that attracted you to dance, or were you always into dancing in general?
I think it definitely was the dancing in particular. The K-pop side of things was what really, really brought us together, especially for the competition that we really didn't expect to get into at all.
Was it Super Junior? Was it Happiness? Did you all hold hands?
Yes. Yeah. it's definitely just the dance culture itself. myself, and we all connected through dancing, and that's where we started. I think K-pop was just a good footstone for us to get together, or a reason to get together and dance.
It's nice how K-pop can bring people together, but after a few years tear people apart.
Yeah, it does happen.
It's a lot of egos, huh?
But I think that's what sets us aside from everyone else, is the fact that we're more just a family and friends rather than a crew. I mean, it is tough during the studios and studio rehearsals, especially coming up to performances, and these guys know that I'm pushing them pretty hard.
Yeah.
But outside of that, we're just regular guys.
You guys are probably one of the most multiracial groups that there are in Melbourne, right, for dance groups. I mean, you're all quite a different background, right? Yeah,
that's right.
Is there any difference in ways people interact?
That's definitely true. I mean, we come from a variety of ages, starting from 18 all the way to 29. So,
oh, good.
And also different backgrounds.
Is there a cutoff?
Nah, if there was, then I'd be out of it.
Are you the 29-year-old?
Yeah, I'm the 29-year-old.
That's all right.
It's good because everyone brings a piece to the group. And that's really, really important in the background. I mean, different nationalities, like you said. And that's the thing about dance. It doesn't discriminate. And that's how we all connected through dance.
Cool.
Sometimes it is a bit of difficult communicating sometimes. Mm. But, you know.
I'm the boss. Understand.
Luckily, I didn't have to do that. But look, it's fun. It brings a lot to the table, so it brings a lot of experience too. So it's
cool. When it comes to the local competitions and the different events like the Korean Festival and K-Wave and that kind of stuff, there are quite a few local groups that are becoming really popular, and I guess all put in a lot of time and a lot of energy. The bar's set pretty high, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what really pushes us as well. We want to stand out differently. I mean, our goal is just to have fun. I mean, dancing is dancing, and we all love dancing, so anyone can dance. So we want to show that we can have fun doing it as well. So.
I'd be freaked out if you said that some of us don't like dancing. Yeah. Just,
So which Korean idols or groups influence BYS?
So the really big inspirations that maybe brought us here, like groups like 21, Big Bang, some of the big ones, but as well as some like funny ones like Orange Caramel, Crayon Pop.
Yeah.
Like they're like, we use some Big Bang or like 21 inspiration like to actually show or swag kind of thing.
Sure, yeah.
But like we also like use the Orange Caramel or Crayon Pop thing because we also, as Log was saying, like we also have fun with it. Like, so it's not just about like how clean, how sharp you are,
yeah,
or how perfect you are.
Sure.
But like you can like entertain a public and being like present a show rather than a really like perfect dance showcase.
Sure.
So I think that's
because there'll be people in each crowd that are responding to different things, right? Some will just be there for a bit of fun. Some want to see energy. Someone want to see a bit of sweat, right?
To be a good dancer and do really good choreography for us on stage really connects to half the people. I mean, only half the people are really dancers there, and the other half are more there for fun.
Yeah, sure.
And we want to reach both sides.
So is there anyone you would like to collaborate with? Even K-pop stars, we can reach that far.
I noticed you guys can. I mean, if you want to call Joe Park and just tell him lots of hi, I'm down for that.
They were looking at each other to see if they could say AO crew.
I've been speaking to Johnny and we're pretty good friends. I mean, we're really close to AO. Yeah. A lot of the members there are idols.
Do you think it's one of those things where the fans of dance cover groups like yourself in Australia think that there's a rivalry there that is just non-existent?
I don't think that there is any rivalry in dancing because, I mean, we're all there to support each other and get our names out there. I mean, that's the main thing. And just boost this community up more.
So nothing like Bring It On and, you know, the whole Bring It thing.
Yeah,
you know,
whole battle.
Sort of thing, yeah. We'll be back with BYS in a couple minutes' time. For now, we're going to the lady that defies the concept that life is over at the age of 30 if you're an Asian pop star. We're going to Elva, Mando pop singer from Taiwan, with her great new track, Shut Up and Kiss Me, on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hear me out. 我是谁的谁的我爱就好谁唠叨 谁要换照 谁热烈的探讨 无声解释太无聊 亲吻才需要勤劳
冬天很难熬，夏季才刚来到，谁的爱情都该得到礼貌，就算气泡也是我要的城堡，就算看得到还是谢绝关照。如果牵手解读成外星人的招摇，请问是否能再换一瞬尖叫，我很想知道总会有个谁，是谁是谁是谁是谁能祝福叫好。我的肩膀究竟牢不牢靠， I say 反正我不打算分别人靠，我是谁的谁的我爱就好，谁唠叨谁要关照，谁热烈的探讨，互相解释太无聊，亲吻才需要勤劳，真的爱在给人穿心笑。我是谁的谁的爱我知道，不暴跳不会傻跑，不会随便丢掉，不用解释不咆哮，对话里急抓牢、oh, Kiss 就是解药。我是谁谁的谁，亲吻你是谁，谁是谁他是谁，他是我的谁，谁爱谁谁问谁，谁是谁的谁，我是谁的我是谁的谁的我爱就好，谁唠叨谁要关照，谁热烈的探讨，不想解释太无聊，亲吻才需要勤劳，真的爱在给人穿心笑。我是谁的谁的爱我知道，不暴跳不会傻跑，不会随便丢掉，不问解释不咆哮，对的话我已经抓牢，谁的谁的我爱就好，谁唠叨谁要关照，谁热烈的探讨，不想解释太无聊，亲吻才需要勤劳，真的爱在给人穿心笑。我是谁的谁的爱我知道，不暴跳不会傻跑，不会随便丢掉，不问解释不咆哮，对的话里急抓牢。 Kiss 就是解药。
Awesome song from Alva on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Not just K-pop. Back to BYS now, Jeanette.
So started from the bottom and now we're here. What events? What achievements and events have BYS gone through?
Our first event, which we actually auditioned for, was the Dream Come True event.
Yes.
Which was an event that didn't really happen.
It was a no-show.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And then after that was the Career Festival, which we came second in. Pretty good. Yeah, we're really shocked when we found out, because like after our third place, we're like, oh, it's all right. Next time, like we tried our best.
Yeah.
But then it was shocking when we found out.
It was so funny because I was standing on stage and I was aiming for third place and I was happy with that. And as soon as third place got announced, and I just turned around, and I think it was Simon or Quang here, and I was like, it's all right, guys, we tried hard. We all just turned around like, oh, it's fine. You know, we all had fun. And Mikey's like, oh, no, we're all having fun. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, okay, second place. What?
So you've only been going for a year?
Less than that.
Wow. And you were able to get up on stage at like, the Korean Festival and do what you guys did. You blew everyone away.
It was really
shocking. You look like a really established group.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people think.
So also at the Korean Festival, not only did we notice you guys tore it up on the stage, we also noticed that you guys had a big fan base as well. So which member has most of the fanboys or fangirls?
All the fanboys belong to this guy. Simon.
The one with the itchy eyes. Okay, so what is it about you, Simon? What gets the girls wild?
All the boys.
I think like half of the I guess you say like the fan base joined them was a lot of my friends. I'm pretty sure like the other half was my like reputation from from this old company that I used to be like this manager of. Jin Entertainment.
You could have just said short answer my smile.
That too.
His pretty face
sparkle.
So have any of the members used the pickup line I'm in BYS?
Quang? I think Quang's used it once.
So what was the situation?
I was just walking along Swanston, and then these girls came up to me, and they're just like, "Oh, you're in BIS?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm in BIS."
Tell your friends.
And then yeah, they just took photos, and yeah.
What's it like to be recognised on the street like that?
It's good, you know. It's good that people recognise you.
Do you get shy?
Sometimes.
Or do you crave it? You keep walking around with your BIS jumper on.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good feeling to have people recognise you.
You know, everyone in this group just wears this jumper.
Wherever you go.
Everywhere we go.
People love a guy in uniform, so yeah. Have you ever used it to your advantage to you know, get out of something? Like, don't you know who I am? I'm in BYS.
No,
can't get you out of a parking fine or anything like that. maybe one day.
You mentioned last week that you are a part of a big end of year performance, so what's happening with that?
Mikey looks like the serious one of the group.
Yeah, so we've got this big event coming up soon, so it's the Passion Studio End of Year Showcase.
Yep.
I think most of us has actually performed in that showcase a couple of times, so we're all pretty experienced. I think a lot of us, like for most of us, it was first time on the show as well. But they're definitely come down to this studio showcase. It's just a variety show. It's like, you know, it's got everything. It's got your hip hop, it's got your urban, it's got even got K-pop as well, obviously. And I've also got some big crews coming up, so like B-Code and Mute Crew and Collective as well.
Oh, cool.
The 25th, sorry guys, 25th October.
Oh, 25th of October. Oh, so it's not too far away. All right, so you'll have to pass on details so we can post on the Facebook page where to go for tickets and all that kind of stuff, and just in general how to support you guys.
Definitely, cool.
I think Jeanette's got one more question.
So is there anything else on the horizon worth a mention?
It's a bit of a quiet season now.
Yep.
So right now we're working on a few videos because there's no stage performances, so a few of us together are working on something. We haven't announced it yet, so this is going to be the first time we'll be speaking about it publicly, but definitely in the next couple of months, being that we want to do something for our 1 year anniversary. So keep an eye out on the page and our YouTube channel, and
can you remind us how people can find out more about you and watch your videos and things like that? So
and
YouTube, Facebook,
you,
Twitter,
all of that.
That kind of thing, follow you at work.
Yeah, we are we'll publicly enter our details on our page, so
yep.
You can have my number. No,
we can do that here.
Yeah, that was going to be one of your questions. Who's single?
Yeah. Oh no, but that is a question. Who is single?
The gentleman over here in the nicely sexy suit.
The one that's a working man.
The working man, Mikey.
Yeah. So you'll go to your Facebook page, which is?
Yep, facebook.com/ BYS.dance.
Excellent.
And our YouTube channel is still under construction, so cool. Haven't really got that set yet.
No worries. Well, we'll make sure we share it on our Facebook page too, which is fb.com/.
You're saying the rest.
Asian Pop Radio, thanks. Oh, guys, thanks so much for coming in to have a chat. It's been great to get to know you a bit better. Obviously, seen you around for some time, and it's good to have you in here and get to know you.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
I'm really excited about the song that we're going to be playing, I think about in about 4 minutes' time, by a Malaysian artist by the name of OJ Law.
Oh, yeah.
And the song's called Tongue Tied.
Yes.
Which is often what we are on this show.
Most of the time.
We checked out this MV and we thought it was so cute and really funny. Pretty surprised that this music video's only got about 10,000 views, because we think it should have a lot more.
It definitely should get heaps.
So we're going to like promote the crap out of it.
We're going to throw it in everyone's faces.
Yeah.
Respectably, though.
Yeah. I think we should go to Katie, who has another awesome intro to Asian Pop for us.
Oh yes, more cute boys.
Here it is. This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello and welcome to another intro to Asian Pop. Today, we have another boy band from South Korea who recently debuted and who have heavenly voices to match their name. Introducing Halo, a six-member group under IN Holdings. The group consists of leader Oun, rappers Inheng and Yindong, and vocalists Hee-chun, Chae-young and Dino. They debuted on the 7th of June this year with their song Fever from their mini album 38 Degrees Celsius. The song is surprisingly light after the heavy hip-hop style introduction, with more of a techno vibe later on. The dancing is smooth and technically impressive, with an awesome little shuffle-like step in the bridge. The boys themselves are full of cheerful energy and agio, dressed in shorts and jackets in chic black and white. The video is not a complete box MV either. Inserts of the Halo members outside and doing various things such as composing music, looking after a kitten, even riding a Segway, and many other activities are included. On Sunday, Halo thanked their fans for their 100th day since debut. This is a really big step, as many rookie groups are unable able to continue on after their debut, such as the competition for attention and popularity in K-pop. The members also hinted that they are working on another album, so fans of theirs, keep your eyes and ears peeled for updates. As always, drop a comment and share your thoughts on our page, telling us what you think of Halo. For now, here's their debut single, Fever.
This has been Katie's intro to Asian pop.
Let's dance. Yeah!
OJ Law with Tongue Tied on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Not just K-pop, we try to bring you tracks from everywhere in Asia.
Like
Malaysia.
Malaysia.
Hey everybody, this is Z sending you love all the way from Kuala Lumpur.
Hi, this is Dian Tai and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Another Malaysian hit on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
When I'm around you, I could speak my mind, and I start a stem, I start a sentence, and I can't seem to finish my lines. When I'm around you, I get so tired, but if you tell me what it means to you, to me. And if you tell me what it means to you, love, I'll tell you what it means to me. If you tell me what it means to you, love, I'll tell you what it means to me. And if you tell me what it means to you, love, I'll tell you, I'll tell you. Oh, oh, oh.
that's about it for another week of Asian Pop Radio Australia. I can't believe we are at the end of week 93.
That's heaps. It's nearly a 100th day week.
Wow.
Why are you so surprised?
So surprised. We've been doing it for 93 weeks without a break.
You have. I haven't.
Oh, yeah. You got started halfway through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't true fam.
You're going to do next year and I'm going to take a break.
That's not how it works.
Oh, okay, cool. Until next week, keep listening to our podcast.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Bye.